I took a long, hard look at Islam, which has a lot to it, and it was one of the more difficult religions for me to work through in accepting or rejecting. It is so similar to many of the things that I had grown up with, and would you look at that with me here? Islam believes adamantly in one God. It's perhaps the most monotheistic religion on earth, and very strong moral bases. The Quran has many, many solid moral teachings for how to live. It was written in the 7th century, which was when Muhammad lived, about 600 years after Christ. And I started looking through this Quran, and I looked in Surah 4, verse 124, where it says, "If any do deeds of righteousness, be they male or female, and have faith, they will enter heaven." This clearly states that salvation is by works. The problem there, though, is it doesn't say how much I have to do. You'll never know how much is enough. And the troubling thing in Islam is that it never really tells you. The only situation in the Quran where it clearly says that you are guaranteed entry into paradise or heaven is when you die in jihad, when you die in the cause of fighting for Allah, as so many of these terrorists do. And that's one of their strong motivations, is that if you die in an act of terrorism, you are guaranteed entry into Islamic paradise. But in any case, all Muslims go on through life believing that their entry or lack of entry into heaven depends on their good deeds, which is strictly contrary to what we have seen in the Bible, where good deeds come out of faith rather than lead towards it. But what does the Quran say about Jesus? He appears in the Quran. The Quran seems to have a somewhat confused idea about who he was. It acknowledges that Jesus had a supernatural birth, but it says that he was a regular created being. It affirms that Jesus did miracles, but it also says that he was not God, he was not the Son of God, and it says that he was equal to an apostle. The Quran denies the crucifixion, but it affirms the ascension. So there's quite a bit of confusion as to who Jesus really was. Interestingly, the Quran rewrites historical biblical documents that had been in place and recognized in archaeology as being in existence for hundreds and even thousands of years. For example, it takes New Testament documents and 500 to 600 years after the time of Jesus and the time of these original New Testament writings, says that Jesus prophesied the coming of Muhammad, which no biblical document ever did. The Quran also says that Jesus' disciples called themselves Muslims, and we have no record anywhere in Scripture of that. Most interestingly, the Quran rewrites the story of Abraham and Isaac. Now, the story of Abraham and Isaac, as we read in Genesis 22, was first recorded in 2000 BC, which is when that story took place. In the biblical account, Abraham took Isaac and brought him to the altar, raised the knife, and almost sacrificed him. God stayed his hand and gave the ram instead, as he was testing Abraham's faith. The Quran comes along in the 7th century, that's 2,700 years later, and rewrites it, saying that Abraham did not take Isaac, but Abraham, in fact, took Ishmael, says the Quran. And Abraham almost sacrificed Ishmael on the altar, and God offered a ram instead of Ishmael. Ishmael was the progenitor of the Arabic people. And as I've talked to Muslims, they adamantly deny that Abraham ever took Isaac, and that the truth was that he took Ishmael. So I was left with the choice of, do I believe documents that had been in place for thousands and thousands of years, or do I believe something that rewrote all of that in the 7th century? In Surah chapter 9, verse 30, it says that, quote, "The Christians call Christ the Son of Allah. In this they but imitate what unbelievers of old used to say, Allah's curse be upon them." Allah is the Arabic word for God. And it is saying point blank that Jesus is not God's son, and anyone who says that Jesus is God's son be cursed. This is a little bit troubling to me because I was trying to rationalize the idea that Allah in the Quran and God in the Bible are the same God, but these are just two different ways of viewing the same God. And many people today will put that point of view out and try to expound that. Yet we're finding in the Quran itself that that is fundamentally impossible because these two gods are so opposite, and the Quran essentially puts a curse on anyone who believes in the way that the Bible tells us to believe. Common in the news are terrorists and jihad and killing. I wondered, is this in the Quran at all? And as I read through, I found at least 14 separate passages in which Muslim believers are encouraged to fight or wage jihad. Jihad is Arabic for struggle. In warring against infidels and non-believers.